Somebody shout, I need him. Somebody shout, got to have him. When the anointing comes into your life, what would have caused, what's this insurmountable difficulty and pressure? The anointing allows you, hallelujah, to do without stress or strain. The difference between natural abilities, raw talent, and spiritual gifts is the measure of anointing, the measure of oil, or the level of anointing that's flowing in your life. Case in point, there are multitudes of gifted musicians around, but the difference that set David apart from religious entertainers is the anointing that was flowing in his life. His was a divine anointing that didn't just make you feel good, but when he played, he didn't need to make, hallelujah, you didn't need to make an altar call, because the spirit of him, hallelujah, that lived within was able to break satanic stronghold, loose chokeholds, loose shackles, lifted heavy burdens, rebuked depression, subdued devils and demons, and restored peace to the troubled mind. Touch your neighbor, tell him, I got to close. I'm closing for real. In other words, Michelle, the Holy Ghost is not just a breath of fresh air that offers a sight, a sigh of relief to the oppressed, like yeast that makes dough rise. The presence lifts you above the ordinary and enables you, Myrna, to operate in the limitless realm, hallelujah, of the supernatural. Tell somebody, I got to go there. The Holy Spirit on your life, he causes you to become bigger than your own preconceived abilities. The Holy Ghost in your life, he sees you struggling, gasping for the strength to do greater, to go further, to run faster, to climb higher. And as I take my seat, I hear the Holy Ghost saying to refuge, to somebody in this room, I want to blow you up. Somebody say yes. You're too normal, you're too natural. I want to blow you up. Come on and say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Touch your neighbor and tell them, the Holy Ghost want to blow you up. Say yeah. I'm not talking about, amen, a self, amen, bomber from ISIS. I'm talking about the Holy Spirit want to make you bigger, want to make you better, want you to do better and bigger things. Refuge, are you ready? Are you ready to smoke the town with the presence of God? Somebody cry at me. In other words, the Holy Ghost, he not just the breath of God, he wants to see you rise. Somebody say yeah. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. He sees you struggling, gasping to breathe, and he comes in to say, I want to inject and infuse you with the very breath of God that raised Jesus from the dead. Say yes. Say yes. If you're too normal to be supernatural, you gotta tell him, Holy Ghost, just breathe in me. You ain't got to give me money in my pocket. Holy Spirit, just breathe on me. You don't have to put me in the company of the high and mighty. Just breathe in me. You don't have to call me out front and put me in a pulpit. Just give me some of what you got. Holy Ghost, I need you to breathe in me. Say yes. So the text says, Azan, as I take my seat, the text said that Jesus, he told his his disciples, you're getting ready to go on a journey. I'm getting ready to make you rule the world. I'm getting ready to send you where feet can't take you. I'm getting ready to make you make the headlines. I'm getting ready to let your name be in the paper. Every poster in town, every reporter in town will carry your story. But before I send you, hallelujah, as the Father send me, so send I you. I gotta send you big. Somebody say yes. Don't carry script. Don't carry extra coat. Don't carry no money. I'm gonna give you something that will keep you where money can't keep you. Somebody say yes. As he sent me, so send I you. And he breathed upon them and declared, receive the Holy Ghost. I come to tell refuge. May the Holy Ghost breathe upon you. Receive the Holy Ghost. For the journey that was ahead of them required that they had a good big, that they go big. For the challenges they would face, man, they needed the very breath of God blowing, enabling, and empowering them along the journey. So he did not open up an account in Bank of America. He did not give them all the money in the world. He did not open up trust fund for them. He didn't buy them houses, pay them a good salary, and gave them housing with transportation paid like us preachers today. He just breathe upon them. And I come to tell the Holy Ghost, you ain't got to put us on television. You ain't got to do none of that. You ain't got to give us a bigger church. You ain't got to do none of that. You ain't got to give us land. You ain't got to do none of that. But the next time you show up, can you just open your mouth and breathe on me. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. There we go, there we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. There we go, there we go, there we go, there we go. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Holy Ghost, breathe on me. Blow in my way until every trash leave my life. Blow on me until the broken pieces vanish. There we go, there we go, Holy Ghost. Blow in my life. Blow out incontinent. Blow out impotence. Blow in my life. Blow out inconsistency. Blow out depression. Blow out laziness. Blow out worthiness. Holy Ghost. I want to be filled with your presence. Blow, breathe, blow, breathe, blow, breathe, breathe on me. spirit unmoved and comatose can't move him. Like blind by the mess, you gotta open up your mouth and cry, Holy Ghost, it's you I'm after. It's not position, it's you I'm after. It's not church clique, it's you I'm after. It's not anything of these frivolous things. Holy Ghost, it's you I need in my life, in my soul. Holy Spirit, it's you that give me value. It's you that give me meaning to life. It's you that make life relevant. Holy Spirit, breathe unrefuted. All right. I see the Holy Spirit is moving. The musicians are happy. But look here. Let me just make one demonstration, Andre. Look here, bring me some of those. Look here, Gizin. This is you without the Holy Ghost. This is you, natural. This is natural man without the Holy Ghost. This is a believer without the Holy Ghost. Watch this. Full of just hot air. Full of just air. Are you with me, somebody? This is us. Full of air, but dead. Lifeless, going nowhere. You see? Ain't nobody holding it. Life, Mother Clark, can't get up off the ground. No matter what it is that the natural man tries, he keeps falling back to the ground. Pick him up again, Norman. Bring him through 35 days of fasting that for him becomes feasting. And by the time it's over, he's back to where he started from. Can accomplish or achieve nothing supernatural. Never see the explosive, miraculous energy flowing through his life. Going down, down, down. Working hard. Making a lot of money. But still empty. Without the vitality, the potency, the relevance, the fervence of God. Norm, he's got life. But the life he has is natural. It has no future that catapult him to a greater dimension. When he leaves the earth, his body falls to the ground, and so does his spirit. He dies. These are what we call surface religionists. People that come to church and leave same way they came back to where they came from. Ambitious, having desire, but no commitment, so they end back right where they came from. I'm done. But lives, this is natural man. This is his first birth. Filled only with the natural, the temporal. But yet,
having no real significance, unprepared for the eternal. The more you push him and raise him with the word, falls right back. You know why? He has the wrong breath, the wrong air in him. Everybody comes in with oxygen, but when you experience the new birth, pneuma comes in. Oxygen is for the present physical age. But in order for you to rise and become your best you, you need pneuma inside of you. That balloon, those balloons, pick them up. Those balloons, pick them up. They represent oxygen. The natural man, overlook this cartoon character here. But this is what happens to a man, let him go. To a man who is, this one is filled with helium. This is what happens to a man that is filled with the Holy Spirit. To a man when God comes into his life, picks him up off the ground, breathes his breath in him, hallelujah, releases him into a world of sin and said, go make a difference. You can't hold him down. You can't stop him in his track. He's got supernatural power. He's got the ability most of all to rise above sin, to rise above life's challenges, to rise above the tongue of men, to rise above the enemy. He's got power to rise. The Holy Spirit make you rise. You will go far in the Holy Ghost. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. That's why I'm telling somebody that though you may be lame, though you may be broken, leave that son. Though you may be broken, though you may be in the eyes of men disfigured, though they see you as nothing, when the Holy Ghost comes in, you may have some physical deformity, but when he comes in, he causes you to rise. He lifts you from the ground. He allows you to go to higher heights, to new dimension, like the eagle. You soar above your enemies. Somebody say yes. Tell the Holy Ghost, I need you to breathe in me. I don't want to be natural. I want to be supernatural. I want to be filled.
With the life. Now you can help me.
Beat it. I need you.
in me. I don't just need you on the outside. I need you to live inside of me. I need you to take over this body. I need you. Come on, Holy Spirit. 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 I rededicate my life. I rededicate my soul. I rededicate myself. Clean me up, Holy Spirit. Take out every toxin out of me. Take out every contaminant out of me. Holy Spirit, at this time of my life, I give you me. Make me an honorable servant in the kingdom of God. Holy Spirit, use my life to make a difference in the church, a difference on my job. Holy Spirit, let the world see something different about me. Somebody cry up. Listen to me. He doesn't move just by mere emotion. Your feet can't say what your mouth must say. Your hands can't do what your mouth must proclaim. You gotta open up your mouth. Those disciples in the upper room, they were just standing there. They were there for 10 days. They were tired like you feel. But you gotta open up your mouth until he comes with a mighty rushing wind and fill the place where they were standing. Everybody can be filled. Everybody can be abducted and invaded by the Spirit of God. But you gotta open up your mouth. Somebody holler, say something. The altar is open. The altar is open to everyone hungry. It's open only for hungry people. It's open only for hungry people who didn't just come here to enjoy your message, but who came because you're hungry and you're ready for something fresh. Ready for fresh wind, fresh air, fresh fire, fresh oil, fresh anointing. Where are you? Where are you? I wish I was preaching at a Jake's convention today. I wish this was a Jake's convention to see 10,000 hungry people crying out under the power of God. I'm too ordinary. I'm too ordinary. I need extraordinary. From pulpit to pew, I need extraordinary. I need life and power from another world. I got tongues, but I need power. I got tongues, but I need power. I got some power, but I need presence. Altar workers, come. This is the last week I'm going to call you. Echo. Take a moment, let me see you. Hey man, pray for your wife. Carabandido. Carabion the Loma Sakarabian the Loma Zigitriandaba. Condolabasia Kaname. Pray for transference of spirits right now. Pray. Transference of anointing right now. Propandibia. Condolabasia Kanabriandaba. The Condolabasia Kanabriandaba. The Condolabasia Kanabriandaba.